This recording, Florida 3, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah was a nurse who had been working in a deserted district of the territory for a long time, so she was very happy to start a new job in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She checked herself in the mirror and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain white dress and a furry yellow fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah a letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the bird. Soon that goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it took some force to trap her, but Sarah managed by gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm and singing to her. Her efforts were not futile. Very soon, the goose began to tire, and Sarah gave her a relaxing bath. Then she laid Comma on a cloth for diagnosis. Almost immediately, Sarah remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. I can't remember the name of the medicine. It came in a fancy jar and was very expensive, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. Well, one of the most interesting things that went on this summer was my parents went away for their anniversary, and my sister, Tella, who is a little younger than me, she's 17 now, I don't know, 16. It's terrible, I don't even know her age sometimes. She decided she was going to throw a party. And she tells me, and she told me I had two options. I could either stop her by calling our parents, and which would prevent or threatening to do that, or I could let it go. And since I've been taking psychology, I figured that I thought it would be safer to let her throw the party and let me be around to save her butt, since I had this weird feeling that something bad was just going to happen. Rather than not, and then have her hate me, and then wait until I'm in school and my parents are away again for her to throw another party. So I let her have it, and by the time I got back, because I was in play rehearsal at the time, by the time I got back, it was about 12 in the morning. So I get there, and the party is going. There's about 30 kids, which shocked the heck out of me, because I thought it was only supposed to be like 12 people. And some of the kids started to ride, apparently, and this is why I can't stand high school, and why I hate anything about high school from the past. There was a break. I guess there were some kids from Merritt Island High School, as opposed to where my sister and I used to go to, which was Satellite High School. And I guess one of the Satellite kids said something about really rude to the Merritt Island kids, and it like started like a riot. And some of the kids actually had a bottle. One kid had a knife, and that was it. When I got there, I just called the cops and had them taken down. So I guess I was right about it, feeling like it was going to be a problem, big problem. But at least she learned a lesson. I mean, she was scared out of her wits. I don't think she'll ever do it again. And so that's about it.